Hello, my name is Roel Jacobs. I'm a historian and I was a consultant of Freddy Tielemans, who was mayor of Brussels. I was also a very good friend of him. Freddy Tielemans was French-speaking. He also had a family tradition in Brussels, where he spoke the local language of the town. But in the same time, Freddy was able to speak more languages than all the mayors of Brussels before him since 1830. And I think that that is a very, very important aspect of his personality, because on one side he was very, very near to the local essentials of the place where he was living, but in the same time he was universal and able also to communicate first of all with the different parts of Belgium and then with the rest of the world. So my experience with Freddy and the reason our friendship was so very important is that he is one of the exceptional politics who understand as good the identity of this town and of this town community. And it was a pleasure to work together, because I'm dealing myself with the history of the town. It's not to speak about the past, it's because it's important today. And the other aspect is that he had a general culture, what makes that he was approaching things in a different way than when you don't have that. It was always splendid to see the way he could approach all the different kind of people you need to approach when you are mayor of the factual capital of Europe. So it was really a beautiful time we spent together, not only in the political work, but also and even mostly in the personal relation, in the way things were done. Europe decided to make all the main European meetings in Brussels. Before, they did it in the several capitals of Europe. At each time when they came in a capital, during the week before, it was a war in the capital, because all kinds of oppositions came together in that country, in that town, and were fighting with police and so on and so on. And Freddy and Roland decided when it came to Brussels that they refused to play that game. They said, if you are in opposition to European politics and you want to express your ideas, you can come to Brussels, we invite you. We will give you a place where you can stay. We will explain you where you can go to organize manifestation. And if you respect the agreements we make together, we will help you to organize your expression of your opposition. And since then, there was no more struggle. And I think that it is a very beautiful example of a good way of ruling a town. In Brussels, you have 2-3 manifestations a day because of the European dimension of Brussels. And the only way to deal with it is to negotiate with people who have the right to come to express their ideas. And I think that it was very, very important and also very, very successful that they made that choice, which was completely different of all the rest. And when they did it, European authorities, but especially and even more Belgian authorities, said this is not responsible. What do they think in Brussels, that they will rule Europe? It cannot be made that way. And in fact, they give the demonstration that it was the best approach possible and that it's much more intelligent to speak with people than to go to confrontation. An illustration about the fact that Freddy Tielemans was able to communicate with everybody, with all kinds of people and with a very, very great respect for each of them. We were together Saturday morning when there are marriages. And in fact, that it began with the academic people, very, very official. And he came as if all of his life was in that kind of world and he was behaving that way. And he was dressed also like an academic. After that, there was an old Brussels couple who came to celebrate the fact that they were married, I don't know, 50 years or something like that. Then he was dressed normally and he began officially in French. And after even not 5 minutes, he was speaking Brussels dialect with the lady, asking who was the chief at home. And it was, of course, who was the chief. Then after that, there was a young couple, a motorcycle driver. And then he was dressed in a leather jacket. So the whole of the morning, he was changing himself. But in function to the people he was dealing with, as an expression of respect of what they are, and not doing as if they are something else, and able to go on their level and speak with them the way it's normal to speak with them.